Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, some schools around the country have been taking a stand around the excess cost and waste followed by Deb's season. But it's not just the schools who've been veering away from typical Deb's traditions. Many young people have been going alternative routes for Deb's fashion. From vintage dresses to rented suits, they're trying it all. News Talk reporter Megan O'Halloran spoke to people on the streets of Dublin to find out about their Deb's and whether they ever re-wore their dresses.
I'm going to my Deb's in October and I've been dress shopping.
Have you?
Yeah.
You've got the dress already?
Yeah, I've already got my dress.
Did you look online or did you go shopping in person?
I mainly looked online, but then I went shopping in person to kind of like figure out what shape or whatever I like to wear, because kind of have to try them on to figure that out. And then I ended up liking one in the shop and just bought it.
Or were you really happy with the dress? Do you plan on wearing it again after?
I don't know when I could wear it again after, so I'd probably sell it. Deb's Ireland lets you put your dresses up to sell, but my sister also has a Vinted account, so I'll probably sell it on that as well.
So you went to the Deb's?
I did. I was 20, 23, I went to my Deb's.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where'd you get the dress?
It's closed down now. It was in Grafton Street Shopping Centre. It was Juliet's, I think it was called, and that was where I got my dress.
Can you tell me a little bit about what it looked like? Were you happy with it?
I did. I loved my dress. It was like a green dress. I got it. It was like half price at the time. I think it was like 80 quid. And it was like green. It was like lacy. And it was like, oh, it was so beautiful. I think like Deb's dress shopping is like such like an important part of the Deb's.
Yeah.
It's like one of like the most important parts. You like get to like all dress up. It's like, yeah, it's so much fun. I went with my mom and my auntie. So it was like a little like girls' day. We all like went together and stuff.
You ever re-wear the dress?
I haven't, no. I've been kind of saving it for like balls for like college and stuff, but I was also thinking like I could get it like cut so like it's a little bit shorter and wear it like more casually, so I do have like that option, but like I haven't like put it away, like it hangs up in my room.
Okay.
So it's like it's still there, so like I like remember it like all the time.
So you're admiring this beautiful dress?
I am. I have it up and it's like facing my bed and I like looked at it every day.
Well, for both of you, I suppose at some point you'll be dress shopping. Do you plan on buying online?
I'm getting mine off Oh Hello.
Okay.
So hopefully it fits. I looked in Danny's closet and all, but...
Do you plan on wearing it again? It's such a big occasion. It's, you know, people really put effort into finding their...
You just wear it once.
Really
once off, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anywhere I could wear it again, to be honest.
I have no idea where my Deb's dress is, and this has activated me like a sleeper agent to try and find it if I still have it. Hopefully I do. I'm now joined by Louise Lawler, owner of Rented Threads, a designer dress rental company based in County Kerry, and Terry Murphy-Jones from Dublin Vintage Factory and The Big Smoke. Good afternoon to you both.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Fionnuala.
Terry, I want to know from your perspective, you're long standing in the industry, in secondhand and vintage in Dublin. Do you think people are becoming more conscious over the last few years about the impact the fashion industry has on the environment?
100%. It's always been a pretty big market anyway, but definitely in the last maybe 3-4 years, you can see a new generation of kids coming in. You know, we had people years ago coming in, they're now bringing their kids in, and those kids are bringing their friends in. So it's definitely like a full, you know, it's getting bigger each year, I think.
And are there people coming into you in The Big Smoke and Dublin Vintage Factory looking for Deb's dresses and suits still?
Yeah, tons. This is actually probably one of our busiest times in the year. We've got Deb's the next couple of weeks coming up. So it was only last week now we got a second shipment of our Deb's dresses, and the majority of them are gone already again. So
oh
we got more
God.
Back in today. Yeah, they're flying out. People love it because it's different. You're not going to walk into a shop and find the same one. So
yeah, absolutely. There's an individuality thing as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's the draw.
Louise, with Rented Threads then, you're obviously, I suppose, specifically catering to people attending weddings more so on occasion wear and stuff like that. Have you noticed that shift? Or I suppose you must have noticed the shift because you started up this business.
Absolutely. And I think it's not just for people attending weddings. Like, people rent for all occasions. And I think now with the growing interest in it, they're more aware that they can rent for the Deb's, as you spoke about, their 18th birthday, a 50th birthday. It's not just one age group. It's across all ages. And I think people are more conscious now to shop pre-loved. And while they want something that's new to them, it doesn't necessarily have to be a new item that they purchase either online or in a store. It can be pre-loved and they can love it just as much as something new.
Yeah. Do you think price maybe comes into it as well? Because, you know, I think people might want to try a new style, or occasion wear to buy on its own is very expensive. So do you think that's a factor at play when people are shopping around for occasion wear, wedding wear, Deb stuff?
I think so. And like a lot of designer brands, people tend to source not just from Ireland, but from the UK, Australia, Europe. And then you have to cater for or account for customs fees and import charges, along with the cost of the item that you're purchasing. And then when it arrives, you know, it might not suit, it might be the wrong colour, it might be different to how you imagined. So I think people, when they're leaning towards pre-loved and renting within Ireland, then they have the added benefit of not alone just renting something at the fraction of the retail price, but they also have a little bit more of an easy time in their pocket, and they can wear something beautiful that they might just wear once, and then they just have the opportunity to spend that little bit less on it.
What kind of age range are both of you seeing for the shopping? Terry, I know you kind of touched on it there, that you're seeing this kind of rundown of generations of people coming in with their kids and stuff. But what's the most popular age group you're seeing shopping in with you?
Well, it's all different. Dublin Vintage Factory, it's kind of a younger style. It's a lot more Y2K and that kind of stuff. The Big Smoke is more of a true vintage. So we do anything from like the 50s right up to Y2K as well. So that is different, but it's literally across the board, you know. 2 days are never the same in the shop.
Yeah.
Which is good, you know.
That is good. Louise, what would it be for you in terms of age bracket?
I suppose the most popular would be like 20s to 30s. But as I said before, it kind of stretches, you know, between all age brackets. Like I've had people as young as 16, 17 renting for like birthdays or friends occasions, up to like 50, 60 for birthday parties or their kids' graduations or family events. So really it's not exclusive to just one age bracket, which I love because like that makes it very special for everyone.
Absolutely, absolutely. Terry, I'd love to know what are some of your most or best-selling items in the shops?
At the moment, because we're kind of in the middle of festival season, it's a lot of like vintage sportswear, American true vintage, that kind of stuff. It just really depends. But sportswear is always a huge thing during festival season. You know, people want like the shell track chops, badger hoodies, all those kind of things.
Yeah, and we love a bucket hat or a vintage scarf. I feel like I'm seeing a lot because people can wear them.
They fly as well. Yeah, people are using those an awful lot more now for tops and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think people are also really have to get into like customization and bringing stuff to, you know, they're buying a dress, they're cutting it up, the same as scarves and stuff. People are using them just not for like as a scarf. People are bringing them off to get them made into skirts or whatever. So
I know this might be a how long is a piece of string question for both of you, but in terms of, we'll say Deb's dresses or occasion wear generally, what are people spending when they're shopping with you?
Our kind of stuff goes anywhere from €10 right up to maybe the most expensive dress probably in the 60s.
€10, oh my God.
So, yeah, our dresses fly because that's the price that they should be. Do you know what I'm saying? We're trying to keep it like affordable that people can buy these things. And they don't have to go to fast fashion. They don't have to go to like Shein and this kind of stuff to get like a decent dress. You can come into the shop and find something amazing that no one else is going to have.
Yeah. Louise, what about you? How much are people spending? Again, I know how long is a piece of string question.
Not at all, no, and very good to ask. Usually like our pieces, the retail price can be anything from 600 to €800. But if you're renting it then for 3, 4, 6 days, it's generally between 80 and say 120, depending on the brand and how long you want the item for. But that includes delivery to your door, a return label to send it back afterwards, and the dry cleaning then is on us and we organise all of that. So that's an all-inclusive price.
Well, there you go. Lots of choice out there for people should they want to shop secondhand. I love it. Louise Lawler, owner of Rented Threads, and Terry Murphy-Jones from Dublin Vintage Factory and The Big Smoke Vintage. Thank you both for joining me on the line.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.